Virtual versus physical crypto cards. What actually changes? Virtual versus physical crypto cards. What actually changes? Virtual crypto cards are instant app-issued payment cards, while physical crypto cards are mailed plastic or metal cards tied to the same account. The distinction matters because the limits, risk controls, and verification steps can differ even when the card number is shared across both forms. Why virtual versus physical matters? Now, direct answer, as of January 2026, most crypto card programs launch with a virtual card first, then unlock higher limits only after physical delivery and full KYC, so the choice affects how quickly you can spend. Virtual issuance has become the default because it reduces fraud and shipping cost, but it also creates confusion about which limits apply and when those limits change. How virtual and physical cards differ. Direct answer, virtual cards are network-ready tokens for online and tap-to-pay use, while physical cards are the same account on a new form factor with stricter identity and address checks. Virtual cards are instant, but typically more restricted. Virtual cards are issued inside the app and can be added to Apple Pay or Google Pay within minutes. Issuers often apply lower initial spending limits or more aggressive fraud rules until they verify identity, device, and payment behavior. Physical cards add address verification and card-present access. A physical card introduces a shipping address and a physical chip. That usually triggers a second layer of verification, which can raise limits and reduce false declines. It also enables card-present use where tap-to-pay or magnetic stripe is required. Both cards share the same funding rails. Virtual and physical cards typically draw from the same balance, whether custodial, exchange, or self-custodial. The counterparty is the issuer and its banking partner, even if the wallet is self-custodial. Market benchmarking and ROI math. Direct answer, the only reliable math is time to value and fee recovery, because the form factor does not change rewards rates but can change when rewards start. If the physical card has a one-time fee or shipping cost, the break-even is break-even spend, or one-time fee, effective rewards rate. Example math. If a physical card costs $20 to ship and your effective cashback is 2%, you need $1,000 in eligible spend to recover the cost. If rewards are paid in a volatile token, the true break-even depends on token price at redemption. Real-world implications and regulatory context. Direct answer, physical cards are more tightly regulated because they require address verification and card-present compliance, while virtual cards can be issued earlier under lighter controls. In the EEA and UK, issuers must meet KYC and AML rules that often include proof of address. That is easier to justify for a physical card. Virtual cards may be issued after basic KYC, but before enhanced verification, which is why limits can be lower initially. Common mistakes or myths. Direct answer. The biggest myth is that a physical card always gives higher rewards, but rewards tiers usually depend on plan or staking, not the card form. Other common mistakes: assuming the virtual card is a temporary product. It is usually permanent and can be the primary card if limits are sufficient, treating shipping delays as a blocker. You can often spend immediately with the virtual card, ignoring device security. A virtual card is only as secure as the phone and wallet it is stored in. How this relates to crypto cards? Direct answer, the virtual first model is now standard across custodial and self-custodial programs. So understanding limits and KYC timing is essential before you open the compare tool and weigh rewards. Examples worth comparing: vendor pages, Tria cards, and Coinbase cards. Product page, Coinbase card for a mainstream virtual first rollout. Related blog, metal versus plastic crypto cards for durability and risk trade-offs.